and the fat of the beast that dieth of itself, and the fat of that which is torn with beasts, may be used in any other use, but he shall in no wise eat of it. That which dieth of itself, or is torn with beasts, he shall not eat to defile himself therewith. I am the Lord. This is the law when a man dieth in a tent. All that come into the tent, and all that is in the tent, shall be unclean 7 days. He shall not eat of anything that dieth of itself. Thou shalt give it unto the stranger that is in thy gates, that he may eat it. Or thou mayest sell it unto an alien, for thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not see the kid in his mother's milk. And the king lamented over Abner, and said, Died Abner as a fool dieth? Him that dieth of Jeroboam in the city shall the dogs eat, and him that dieth in the field shall the fowls of the air eat, for the Lord hath spoken it. Him that dieth of Baasha in the city shall the dogs eat, and him that dieth of his in the field shall the fowls of the air eat. Him that dieth of Ahab in the city the dogs shall eat, and him that dieth in the field shall the fowls of the air eat. But man dieth and wasteth away. Yea, man giveth up the ghost. And where is he? One dieth in his full strength, being wholly at ease and quiet. And another dieth in the bitterness of his soul, and never eateth with pleasure. For when he dieth, he shall carry nothing away. His glory shall not descend after him. When a wicked man dieth, his expectation shall perish, and the hope of unjust men perisheth. For there is no remembrance of the wise more than of the fool for ever, seeing that which now is in the days to come shall all be forgotten. And how dieth the wise man? As the fool. For that which befalleth the sons of men befalleth beasts. Even one thing befalleth them. As the one dieth, so dieth the other. Yea, they have all one breath, so that a man hath no preeminence above a beast, for all is vanity. Wherefore, when I came, was there no man? When I called, was there none to answer? Is my hand shortened at all that it cannot redeem, or have I no power to deliver? Behold, at my rebuke I dry up the sea, I make the rivers a wilderness. Their fish stinketh because there is no water, and dieth for thirst. They hatch cockatrices' eggs, and weave the spider's web. He that eateth of their eggs dieth, and that which is crushed breaketh out into a viper. Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, my soul hath not been polluted, for from my youth up, even till now, have I not eaten of that which dieth of itself, or is torn in pieces. Neither came their abominable flesh into my mouth. When a righteous man turneth away from his righteousness, and committeth iniquity, and dieth in them, for his iniquity that he hath done shall he die. For I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, saith the Lord God. Wherefore turn yourselves, and live ye. Then said I will not feed you, but that dieth let it die. And that is to be cut off, let it be cut off, and let the rest eat every one of the flesh of another. Worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. Where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. Where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over him. For none of us liveth to himself. And no man dieth to himself.